So trust your comfortable and enjoy the short flight with us.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Well, it's time for Brits Abroad, where we meet expats who've relocated to different destinations all over the world to open accommodation businesses. Today, we're off to Morocco. Former rugby resident Simon Hawksley has opened up his home in Marrakesh. He sympathetically restored a property using traditional design. The home was built in the 60s in what he terms the Rolling Stones era of Morocco.
The property that I chose is inside the ancient Medina walls of Marrakesh in a quarter called the Kasbah. And the Kasbah means the castle. And the Kasbah was the first citadel of the Sultans of Morocco. And when they first arrived into Morocco, that's pretty much where they set up camp. And my house was historically, a long, long time ago, part of a royal stable block. And it's now a riad. And a riad is a house that's effectively hollow in so much that it's got an internal courtyard and no external windows. Part of the architectural style of that was a lot to do with Islam, in so much that you're not supposed to show off your wealth. So a lot of houses all look very nondescript and extremely plain on the outside, and then when you open them up, they're little palaces inside.
Simon sought a property in a cul-de-sac because he knew it would be quieter without through traffic.
There's a lot of mopeds and donkeys and carts and cars and stuff, obviously.
Simon also wanted a property that was easy to locate because the Medina can be disorientating.
You know, there are streets after streets, sometimes where there's not even a street sign. And there is an irony attached to that in so much that if you go out for an evening meal to a restaurant, and when you come out of that restaurant, if all the street lights have been turned off and all the shops that you were using as marker points to identify your route to that restaurant have all closed up and they've put the shutters down, you can just find yourself in a situation where everything architecturally around you looks exactly the same. All these little cul-de-sacs and these little tributaries that you are walking around look the same. And choose accommodation that is either A, very, very easy to find by foot, or B, has the ability to get a taxi to drop you right outside the door.
Simon's property has 5 bedrooms, each with an ensuite and air conditioning, and he can accommodate up to 10 travellers, 2 in a room. Downstairs, there's an open-plan dining area. That's where breakfast is served. There's also a splash pool in the courtyard, and that helps keep the temperatures down. So what can you do when you stay in Marrakesh?
You've got excursions galore. So if you want to go quad biking across the Sahara Desert, you want to go into the mountains on an experience, canyoning, tubing, rafting, all of these things are available. You can actually go skiing just outside of Marrakesh as well.
There's plenty to see around town.
Do sample the souks. Do go and buy leather slippers. Do go and try the street food out. Do learn Moroccan phrases, Arabic phrases. It's those sort of things that when you come away from Marrakesh, you've come away with value, you've come away with skills, and you've come away with a passion to want to return.
If you're interested in the arts, Simon says there's an event in Marrakesh that you might enjoy.
A festival called AIM, which is Arts in Marrakesh, that runs, which is absolutely fabulous. They use all of the old palaces as venues, so you get a map, and you get a route, and within that route, you end up getting to see far more of Marrakesh than you'd ever normally get access to.
It's just 7 minutes in a taxi from the airport to the Medina, and it's cheap, £11, and of course, you can get 4 passengers in a cab. You can find out more about Simon's business at laksiba.com.
You'll end up getting a photograph that appears on your screen of a Tuareg warrior from the Sahara Desert. If you put your mouse and press on his nose, that'll take you across to readinmarrakesh.com.
That's the most fantastic description of how to operate a web page. Simon, thank you.
You're very welcome, sir.
Now, I can remember my grandparents being really excited at going on a coach mystery tour. I can understand why. The thought of letting somebody else deal with the stress of arranging your break is quite appealing, but I'd still want to know where I'm going. Perhaps you can... It can be quite stressy arranging a holiday, can't it? So wouldn't it be nice to have somebody else perhaps suggest a destination and then arrange your bespoke break based on your holiday preferences? Alex Wicks has put her 10 years of global travel experience behind her new tailor-made holiday and events group, Wicks Squared. First, Alex asks questions of the traveller, either by phone or in a face-to-face meeting. Now, some of Alex's clients know which destination they want to visit, but the majority of people come with what she terms a blank sheet of paper. Alex says websites like TripAdvisor can potentially discourage people from experiences which they might enjoy. She gave an example, a client who was concerned about a hotel Alex suggested because she found a TripAdvisor review referring to food poisoning. That, says Alex, could have happened 10 years ago. Her job, as she sees it, is to advise based on her first-hand knowledge of suggested destinations. If you want, Alex can make your whole trip a surprise, or just add unexpected elements. Alex says she can plan a special occasion holiday like a honeymoon or a milestone birthday. Alex says her services would suit a special occasion like a honeymoon holiday or a milestone... Alex says her services would suit a special occasion like a honeymoon or a milestone birthday. And if you're really flushed, the sky's the limit. I asked Alex to tell me about the most memorable holiday she's arranged. And Alex's personal favourite destination is a less well-known region of India. Alex told me she arranges trips sometimes with just... Alex has arranged trips with just 24 hours notice, but says she'd much rather have a month because that means she can get to the... Alex says she has arranged trips with 24 hours notice, but she'd much rather have a month because that means she has time to... Alex has arranged trips with just 20... Alex has arranged... Alex has arranged trips with just 24 hours notice, but says she'd... Alex has arranged trips with just 24 hours notice, but she says she... Alex has arranged trips with just 24 hours notice, but... Alex has arranged trips with just 24 hours notice, but she says she's Alex has arranged trips with just 24 hours notice, but she says she'd much rather have a month because that gives her time to get the perfect accommodation and guides. And of course, the longer you book in advance, the cheaper flights will be. You can find out more at Wix, that's W-I-X, WixSquared.com. Inspiration. Inspiration for your Greek island hopping, an accessible island that's not too busy.